Homesteading and Self-Sufficiency for Urbanites, a Beginner's Guide Backup by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 by IQ Self LLC, all rights reserved. Chapter 1, Introduction to Off-Grid Living. Understanding Off-Grid Living. Off-grid living is a lifestyle choice that involves disconnecting from traditional utilities, such as electricity, water, and sewer systems. It is about being self-sufficient and relying on renewable resources to meet one's basic needs. For urbanites looking to make the transition to off-grid living, there are several key aspects to consider in order to successfully embrace this lifestyle. And one of the first steps in understanding off-grid living is recognizing the importance of transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. This means learning how to produce your own food, generate your own energy, and manage your own waste. It requires a shift in mindset from relying on external sources for your daily needs to taking responsibility for meeting those needs yourself. Off-grid tiny house living is a popular choice for urbanites looking to downsize and simplify their lives. Tiny houses are compact, energy-efficient dwellings that can be easily powered by renewable energy sources such as solar panels or wind turbines. They offer a minimalist lifestyle with a smaller environmental footprint, making them a great option for those looking to reduce their impact on the planet. Homesteading and self-sufficiency go hand in hand with off-grid living. Homesteading involves growing your own food, raising animals, and living off the land. It requires a commitment to hard work and dedication. But the rewards of knowing where your food comes from and living in harmony with nature are immeasurable. In order to successfully embrace off-grid living, urbanites must also consider alternative power sources, water and waste management, gardening and food preservation, and community building. By learning how to harness renewable energy, conserve water, grow your own food, and build a network of like-minded individuals, you can create a sustainable off-grid lifestyle that is both fulfilling and empowering. Off-grid living is not just about surviving, but thriving in a world that is increasingly disconnected from the natural world. Benefits of transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. Transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle has numerous benefits for urbanites looking to embrace a simpler way of living. One of the main advantages is the ability to reduce reliance on external sources for basic necessities like food, water, and energy. By becoming more self-sufficient, individuals can decrease their environmental footprint and live a more sustainable life. This can lead to a greater sense of independence and empowerment as you take control of your own survival and well-being. Another benefit of transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle is the opportunity to connect with nature and live a more environmentally friendly existence. By growing your own food, using renewable energy sources, and managing your waste responsibly, you can minimize your impact on the planet and contribute to a healthier ecosystem. This connection to nature can also have positive effects on mental health and overall well-being, as studies have shown that spending time outdoors can reduce stress and anxiety. Self-sufficiency can also lead to financial savings in the long run. By producing your own food, generating your own energy, and managing your resources efficiently, you can reduce your monthly expenses and save money on groceries, utilities, and other household necessities. This can provide a sense of financial security and stability, especially during times of economic uncertainty or unexpected expenses. Furthermore, transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle can help urbanites develop valuable skills and knowledge that can be used in a variety of situations. Learning how to grow your own food, build and maintain off-grid systems, and practice sustainable living techniques can not only enhance your self-reliance, but also prepare you for emergencies or unforeseen circumstances. These skills can be invaluable in times of crisis and can help you feel more prepared and confident in your ability to handle challenging situations. Overall, transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle offers urbanites the opportunity to live a more fulfilling and sustainable life. By reducing reliance on external sources, connecting with nature, saving money, and developing valuable skills, individuals can create a more resilient and self-reliant existence. Whether you are interested in off-grid living, homesteading, or alternative energy solutions, embracing self-sufficiency can lead to a more fulfilling and meaningful way of life. Challenges of off-grid: living for urbanites. Living off-grid in an urban setting can be a rewarding experience, but it also comes with its own set of challenges. One of the main challenges is adjusting to a self-sufficient lifestyle after being so accustomed to the conveniences of city living. Urbanites may find it difficult to transition to off-grid living, especially when it comes to managing resources such as water, waste, and energy. One of the biggest challenges of off-grid living for urbanites is managing their water supply. In a city, water is readily available at the turn of a tap, but in an off-grid setting, water must be collected, stored, and conserved. Urbanites may need to adjust their water usage habits and become more mindful of their consumption in order to ensure a sustainable water supply. Another challenge urbanites may face when transitioning to off-grid living is waste management. In a city, waste is collected and taken away, but in an off-grid setting, individuals must find ways to dispose of their waste responsibly. Composting, recycling, and minimizing waste production are essential practices for off-grid living, but they may require a shift in mindset for urbanites used to the convenience of curbside pickup. Energy is another major challenge for urbanites making the transition to off-grid living. In a city, electricity is readily available from the grid, but in an off-grid setting, individuals must rely on alternative power sources such as solar panels, wind turbines, or generators. Learning how to harness and store energy efficiently is crucial for off-grid living, and urbanites may need to invest in new technologies and equipment to meet their energy needs. Overall, the challenges of off-grid living for urbanites are significant but not insurmountable. By embracing a self-sufficient lifestyle, urbanites can learn valuable skills, reduce their environmental impact, and create a more sustainable future for themselves and their communities. With dedication, perseverance, and a willingness to adapt, urbanites can successfully transition to off-grid living and thrive in their new environment. Chapter 2: Off-Grid. Tiny House Living. Designing and building a tiny house. Designing and building a tiny house is a great way for urbanites to embrace a more self-sufficient lifestyle and reduce their carbon footprint. In this subchapter, we will explore the essential steps and considerations involved in creating your own tiny house. The first step in designing a tiny house is to determine your needs and priorities. Consider how many people will be living in the house, what amenities are essential for your comfort, and how much space you truly require. By carefully planning out your design, you can maximize the functionality and efficiency of your tiny house. When it comes to building a tiny house, there are several key factors to keep in mind. Choosing the right materials is crucial for creating a durable and sustainable home. Consider using reclaimed or eco-friendly materials to reduce your environmental impact. Additionally, make sure to comply with local building codes and regulations to ensure the safety and legality of your tiny house. One of the main advantages of tiny house living is the opportunity to go off-grid and become more self-sufficient. By incorporating solar panels, rainwater collection systems, and composting toilets, you can reduce your reliance on traditional utilities and live a more sustainable lifestyle. Off-grid living also allows you to have more control over your energy consumption and reduce your monthly expenses. In addition to designing and building your tiny house, it is important to consider the practical aspects of off-grid living. This includes setting up systems for water and waste management, establishing a garden for food production, and implementing alternative energy solutions for power generation. By taking these steps, you can create a self-sufficient homestead that is both environmentally friendly and economically sustainable. Overall, designing and building a tiny house is a rewarding and empowering experience for urbanites looking to embrace a more self-sufficient lifestyle. By carefully planning out your design, choosing sustainable materials, and incorporating off-grid systems, you can create a tiny house that meets your needs and values. Whether you are interested in off-grid living, homesteading, or alternative energy solutions. Building a tiny house is a great way to take control of your living space and reduce your environmental impact. Off-grid, tiny house essentials. Off-grid, tiny house living is a popular trend among urbanites looking to embrace a more self-sufficient lifestyle. In order to successfully transition to off-grid living, there are several essentials that are crucial to consider. From energy solutions to water management, these essentials will help you thrive in your tiny off-grid home. One of the most important essentials for off-grid living is a reliable source of power. Solar panels are a popular choice for off-grid homes, providing a sustainable and renewable energy source. Investing in a solar power system will ensure you have electricity for lighting, appliances, and other necessities in your tiny house. In addition to energy solutions, off-grid water and waste management are essential components of off-grid living. Rainwater harvesting systems can provide a sustainable source of water for drinking, cooking, and cleaning. Composting toilets and gray water systems can help you manage waste in an eco-friendly manner, reducing your impact on the environment. Off-grid gardening and food preservation are also essential for self-sufficiency in a tiny house. Growing your own fruits and vegetables can help you reduce your reliance on store-bought produce. Canning, dehydrating, and fermenting are all effective methods for preserving food for long-term storage, ensuring you have a steady supply of food throughout the year. Finally, off-grid emergency preparedness and survival skills are crucial for off-grid living. Being prepared for emergencies such as power outages or natural disasters is essential when living off-grid. Learning basic survival skills such as first aid, fire building, and foraging can help you stay safe and secure in any situation. By focusing on these essentials, urbanites can successfully transition to off-grid tiny house living and embrace a more self-sufficient lifestyle. Maximizing space in a tiny house. Maximizing space in a tiny house is essential for urbanites looking to transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle. In a small living space, every inch counts, so it's important to make the most of the limited square footage available. By implementing clever storage solutions and utilizing multifunctional furniture, urbanites can create a comfortable and functional living environment in their off-grid tiny house. One way to maximize space in a tiny house is to invest in furniture that serves multiple purposes. For example, a sofa that doubles as a bed or a dining table that can be folded down when not in use can help save valuable space. Additionally, utilizing vertical storage options, such as wall-mounted shelves or hanging organizers, can free up floor space and keep clutter at bay. Another key strategy for maximizing space in a tiny house is to make use of every nook and cranny. This means utilizing underbed storage, utilizing the space above cabinets, and making use of any unused wall space for shelving or hooks. By thinking creatively and being resourceful, urbanites can make the most of their limited square footage and create a cozy and efficient living space. In addition to utilizing clever storage solutions, urbanites can also maximize space in their tiny house by being mindful of their belongings. By decluttering regularly and only keeping items that are truly necessary, urbanites can prevent their tiny house from feeling cramped and cluttered. Adopting a minimalist mindset and focusing on quality over quantity can help urbanites make the most of their limited space. Overall, maximizing space in a tiny house is essential for urbanites looking to embrace off-grid living and self-sufficiency. By implementing clever storage solutions, utilizing multifunctional furniture, making use of every nook and cranny, and being mindful of their belongings, urbanites can create a comfortable and functional living space in their off-grid tiny house. With a little creativity and resourcefulness, urbanites can make the most of their limited square footage and enjoy the benefits of a simple and sustainable lifestyle. Chapter 3: Homesteading and Self-Sufficiency. Basics of homesteading for urbanites. Homesteading is a lifestyle choice that has been gaining popularity among urbanites looking to become more self-sufficient and live off the grid. In this subchapter, we will cover the basics of homesteading for urbanites who are interested in transitioning to a more self-sufficient lifestyle. Whether you're looking to live in an off-grid tiny house, grow your own food, or generate your own energy, homesteading offers a wide range of possibilities for urbanites seeking a simpler way of life. One of the first steps in homesteading for urbanites is to assess your current living situation and determine what changes you are willing to make in order to become more self-sufficient. This may involve downsizing to a smaller living space, reducing your energy consumption, or learning new skills such as gardening and food preservation. It is important to set realistic goals and take small steps towards achieving them, rather than trying to do everything at once. Off-grid living is a key component of homesteading for urbanites, as it involves living independently of the traditional utilities and services that most city dwellers rely on. This can include generating your own electricity through solar panels or wind turbines, collecting rainwater for use in your home, and composting waste to reduce your environmental impact. Off-grid living requires a mindset shift towards self-reliance and sustainability, but can be a rewarding and fulfilling way to live. Gardening and food preservation are essential skills for urbanites looking to become more self-sufficient through homesteading. By growing your own fruits and vegetables, you can reduce your reliance on store-bought produce and have more control over the quality of the food you eat. Learning how to preserve food through canning, drying, and fermenting can also help you to enjoy the fruits of your labor year-round, even when fresh produce is not in season. In conclusion, homesteading offers a wealth of opportunities for urbanites looking to live a more self-sufficient and sustainable lifestyle. By starting with the basics of homesteading, such as assessing your current living situation, transitioning to off-grid living, and learning skills such as gardening and food preservation, you can take the first steps towards a more self-reliant way of life. Whether you're interested in off-grid tiny house living, alternative energy solutions, or emergency preparedness, homesteading can help you to become more self-sufficient and resilient in an increasingly uncertain world. Growing your own food in a small space. Growing your own food in a small space is not only possible, but can also be incredibly rewarding for urbanites looking to live a more self-sufficient lifestyle. With limited space available in urban environments, it's important to maximize every inch of your garden or balcony to produce a bountiful harvest of fresh fruits and vegetables. One of the key considerations when growing your own food in a small space is choosing the right plants to cultivate. Opt for compact varieties that are well suited for container gardening, such as cherry tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and leafy greens. These plants thrive in small spaces and can be grown in pots, hanging baskets, or vertical gardens to make the most of limited square footage. To make the most of your small space garden, consider using vertical gardening techniques to maximize growing space. Vertical gardens can be created using trellises, arbors, and hanging planters to grow climbing plants like cucumbers, beans, and peas. This not only saves space, but also provides a visually appealing way to display your plants. In addition to choosing the right plants and using vertical gardening techniques, it's important to provide your plants with the proper care and attention they need to thrive. Make sure to water your plants regularly, fertilize them as needed, and protect them from pests and diseases. With a little bit of TLC, your small space garden can yield a plentiful harvest of fresh, homegrown produce. By growing your own food in a small space, urbanites can take a step towards self-sufficiency and reduce their reliance on store-bought produce. Not only does growing your own food save money, but it also allows you to enjoy the satisfaction of harvesting your own crops and knowing exactly where your food comes from. With a little bit of effort and creativity, anyone can start growing their own food in even the smallest of urban spaces. Raising livestock in an urban setting. Raising livestock in an urban setting may seem like a daunting task, but with the right knowledge and preparation, it is definitely possible. In this subchapter, we will explore the ins and outs of raising livestock in an urban environment, including the benefits, challenges, and necessary steps to take for success. Now, one of the main benefits of raising livestock in an urban setting is the ability to produce your own food right in your backyard. This not only provides a sense of self-sufficiency, but also ensures that you have access to fresh and organic meat, eggs, and dairy products. Additionally, raising livestock can be a rewarding experience that allows you to connect with nature and learn valuable skills in animal husbandry. However, there are also challenges that come with raising livestock in an urban environment. Space constraints, noise regulations, and zoning restrictions are common issues that urban homesteaders may face. It is important to research and understand the local laws and regulations regarding keeping livestock in your area before getting started. To successfully raise livestock in an urban setting, it is essential to start small and gradually expand your operation as you gain experience. Chickens are a popular choice for urban homesteaders, as they require minimal space and are relatively easy to care for. Other options include rabbits, ducks, and even miniature goats, depending on the amount of space and resources you have available. Overall, raising livestock in an urban setting can be a fulfilling and sustainable way to provide food for yourself and your family. By following proper care and management practices, urbanites can enjoy the benefits of fresh, homegrown meat and dairy products while living a self-sufficient lifestyle in the city. Chapter 4: Solar-Powered Off-Grid Living. Harnessing solar energy for your home. Harnessing solar energy for your home is a sustainable and cost-effective way to reduce your reliance on traditional energy sources. In this subchapter, we will explore the benefits of using solar energy in an urban setting and provide tips on how to integrate solar power into your home. One of the main advantages of harnessing solar energy for your home is the potential for significant cost savings on your energy bills. By generating your own electricity from the sun's rays, you can reduce or even eliminate your monthly utility bills. This can be especially beneficial for urbanites looking to save money and live a more self-sufficient lifestyle. In addition to cost savings, using solar energy helps reduce your carbon footprint and minimize your impact on the environment. Solar power is a clean and renewable energy source that produces no harmful emissions or pollutants. By harnessing the power of the sun, you can do your part to combat climate change and contribute to a more sustainable future for our planet. To integrate solar power into your home, you will need to install solar panels on your roof or in another sunny location on your property. These panels will capture sunlight and convert it into electricity that can be used to power your home. You may also need to install a solar battery storage system to store excess energy for use during cloudy days or at night. Overall, harnessing solar energy for your home is a practical and environmentally friendly way to transition to a more self-sufficient lifestyle. By investing in solar power, urbanites can reduce their reliance on traditional energy sources, save money on their utility bills, and contribute to a cleaner and greener future for all. Choosing the right solar system for urbanites. Choosing the right solar system for urbanites can be a daunting task, especially for those new to off-grid living. With so many options available on the market, it's important to consider your specific needs and budget before making a decision. In this subchapter, we will discuss some key factors to keep in mind when selecting a solar system for your urban homestead. First and foremost, it's essential to determine how much power you will need to generate with your solar system. Take into account the appliances and devices you will be using on a daily basis, as well as any future additions you may want to make. This will help you calculate the size and capacity of the solar panels, batteries, and inverters required to meet your energy needs. Next, consider the physical space available for installing solar panels on your urban property. In densely populated areas, rooftop panels may be the best option, while ground-mounted systems can be a good choice for larger properties. Additionally, think about the orientation and angle of your panels to maximize sunlight exposure and energy production. Another important factor to consider is the reliability and efficiency of the solar system components. Look for reputable brands with a track record of performance and durability. Investing in high-quality equipment may cost more upfront, but it will likely save you money in the long run by reducing maintenance and replacement costs. Furthermore, think about the overall design and aesthetics of your solar system For urbanites, maintaining a visually pleasing and unobtrusive appearance may be a priority. Consider integrating solar panels into existing structures or opting for sleek modern designs that blend seamlessly with your urban environment. Lastly, don't forget to explore any available incentives and rebates for installing a solar system in your area. Many local and state governments offer financial incentives to encourage renewable energy adoption, which can help offset the initial investment. By carefully considering these factors and doing thorough research, urbanites can choose the right solar system to meet their energy needs and live self-sufficiently off the grid. Arson, maintaining and troubleshooting. Solar panels. Maintaining and troubleshooting solar panels is essential for those looking to live off-grid and rely on solar power as their primary source of energy. In this subchapter, we will discuss some tips and techniques for keeping your solar panels in top condition and addressing common issues that may arise. One of the most important aspects of maintaining solar panels is keeping them clean. Dust, dirt, and debris can accumulate on the surface of the panels, reducing their efficiency and energy output. Regularly cleaning your solar panels with a soft brush or cloth and mild soap can help ensure optimal performance. In addition to cleaning, it is important to regularly inspect your solar panels for any signs of damage or wear. Look for cracks, scratches, or other physical damage that could affect the performance of the panels. If you notice any issues, it is best to address them promptly to prevent further damage. Another important aspect of maintaining solar panels is monitoring their performance. Keep track of how much energy your panels are producing on a regular basis and compare this to their expected output. If you notice a significant decrease in energy production, it could indicate a problem that needs to be addressed. When troubleshooting issues with your solar panels, it is important to consult with a professional if you are unsure of how to proceed. Common issues that may arise include faulty wiring, inverter problems, or issues with the battery storage system. By working with a professional, you can ensure that any issues are resolved quickly and effectively, allowing you to continue enjoying the benefits of off-grid living. Chapter 5, Off-Grid Water and Waste Management. Collecting and purifying rainwater. Collecting and purifying rainwater is an essential skill for those looking to live off-grid and become more self-sufficient in their urban environment. Rainwater harvesting allows you to utilize a free and abundant resource to meet your water needs, while also reducing your reliance on municipal water sources. In this subchapter, we will explore the process of collecting rainwater, as well as methods for purifying it to ensure it is safe for consumption. The first step in collecting rainwater is to install a system that allows you to capture and store the water as it falls from the sky. This can be as simple as placing barrels or tanks underneath your downspouts to catch runoff from your roof, or more complex systems that involve gutters and filters to ensure the water is clean and free of debris. By collecting rainwater, you can reduce your water bills and ensure a sustainable water supply even during dry periods. Once you have collected rainwater, it is important to purify it before using it for drinking, cooking, or other purposes. There are several methods for purifying rainwater, including boiling, filtration, and chemical treatments. Boiling water is the most effective way to kill any harmful bacteria or pathogens that may be present, while filtration systems can help remove sediment and other impurities. Chemical treatments such as chlorine or iodine can also be used to disinfect the water and make it safe to drink. In addition to collecting and purifying rainwater for drinking and cooking, you can also use it for other purposes around your homestead. Rainwater can be used for watering plants, washing clothes, and even flushing toilets, further reducing your reliance on municipal water sources. By incorporating rainwater harvesting into your off-grid lifestyle, you can become more self-sufficient and environmentally conscious. In conclusion, collecting and purifying rainwater is an important skill for urbanites looking to live off-grid and become more self-sufficient. By harnessing this free and abundant resource, you can reduce your water bills, ensure a sustainable water supply, and minimize your impact on the environment. Whether you are transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle, living in an off-grid tiny house, or homesteading in a rural setting, rainwater harvesting is a valuable practice that can help you achieve your self-sufficiency goals. Composting toilets and graywater systems. Composting toilets and graywater systems are essential components of off-grid living, particularly for those looking to transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle. In urban areas where traditional plumbing systems may not be feasible or environmentally friendly, these systems offer a sustainable alternative for managing waste and conserving water resources. Composting toilets utilize natural processes to break down human waste into nutrient-rich compost, which can then be safely used to fertilize plants and gardens. Graywater systems, on the other hand, capture and filter water from sinks, showers, and laundry machines for reuse in irrigation and other non-potable water needs. Off-grid tiny house living enthusiasts often turn to composting toilets and graywater systems as a space-saving and eco-friendly solution for their waste management needs. With limited space available in tiny homes, these systems offer a compact and efficient way to handle human waste and wastewater without relying on traditional plumbing infrastructure. Additionally, the nutrient-rich compost produced by composting toilets can be a valuable resource for growing food in small garden spaces, further enhancing the self-sufficiency of tiny house dwellers. Homesteaders and self-sufficiency advocates understand the importance of minimizing their environmental impact and reducing their reliance on external resources. Composting toilets and graywater systems align with these principles by allowing individuals to manage their waste in a sustainable manner while also conserving water and reducing pollution. By incorporating these systems into their homesteads, individuals can create a closed-loop system that supports their gardening and food preservation efforts while minimizing their carbon footprint. Solar-powered off-grid living goes hand-in-hand with composting toilets and graywater systems, as both technologies rely on renewable energy sources to operate efficiently. By harnessing the power of the sun to generate electricity for their homes, off-grid dwellers can power their composting toilets and graywater systems without relying on the grid. This not only reduces their energy costs, but also ensures that these essential systems can continue to function even in remote locations where traditional power sources may not be available. Off-grid communities that prioritize sustainability and self-sufficiency often come together to share knowledge and resources related to off-grid living practices, including composting toilets and graywater systems. By pooling their expertise and experiences, these communities can collectively develop best practices for implementing and maintaining these systems, ensuring that everyone benefits from their sustainable and eco-friendly advantages. Through collaboration and cooperation, off-grid communities can build a more resilient and self-sufficient way of life that promotes environmental stewardship and sustainable living practices for generations to come. Recycling and reusing waste in an off-grid setting. In an off-grid setting, recycling and reusing waste is not just a sustainable practice, but a necessity for maintaining a self-sufficient lifestyle. Urbanites transitioning to off-grid living may find it challenging at first to adjust to the concept of managing waste without the convenience of municipal services. However, with the right knowledge and tools, recycling and reusing waste can become second nature. One of the first steps in effectively managing waste in an off-grid setting is to reduce the amount of waste produced in the first place. This can be achieved through mindful shopping habits, such as buying in bulk to reduce packaging waste, choosing products with minimal or recyclable packaging, and opting for reusable items instead of single-use disposables. By being conscious of what you bring into your home, you can significantly decrease the amount of waste that needs to be managed. Composting is another key component of recycling and reusing waste in an off-grid setting. Food scraps, yard waste, and other organic materials can be composted to create nutrient-rich soil for gardening. Composting not only reduces the amount of waste that ends up in landfills, but also provides a sustainable way to enrich the soil and promote healthy plant growth. Urbanites transitioning to off-grid living can easily set up a composting system using bins or tumblers to divert organic waste from the trash. In addition to composting, off-grid homesteaders can also explore creative ways to reuse materials that would otherwise be discarded. Items such as glass jars, plastic containers, and old clothing can be repurposed for a variety of purposes, from storage containers to cleaning rags. By thinking creatively and finding new uses for old items, urbanites can minimize their environmental impact and reduce the need to purchase new products. By adopting a mindset of resourcefulness and sustainability, urbanites transitioning to off-grid living can effectively manage waste through recycling and reusing. By reducing waste at the source, composting organic materials, and finding creative ways to repurpose items, off-grid homesteaders can minimize their environmental footprint and live more self-sufficiently. With a commitment to responsible waste management, urbanites can thrive in an off-grid setting while contributing to a more sustainable future for themselves and the planet. Chapter 6: Off-grid gardening and food preservation. Urban gardening techniques. Urban gardening is a valuable skill for urbanites looking to adopt a self-sufficient lifestyle. With limited space and resources, it is essential to utilize efficient gardening techniques to maximize yields and produce fresh organic fruits and vegetables. In this subchapter, we will explore some urban gardening techniques that can help you make the most of your space and resources. One effective technique for urban gardening is vertical gardening. Vertical gardening involves growing plants on vertical structures such as walls, fences, or trellises. This technique is ideal for small spaces, as it allows you to make use of vertical space and grow a variety of plants in a limited area. Vertical gardening can also help to improve air circulation around plants, reduce the risk of pests and diseases, and make harvesting easier. Another useful urban gardening technique is container gardening. Container gardening involves growing plants in containers, such as pots, buckets, or raised beds. This technique is perfect for urbanites with limited space or poor soil quality. Container gardening allows you to control the soil quality, water, and nutrients that your plants receive, and it also makes it easier to move your plants around to take advantage of sunlight or protect them from harsh weather conditions. Raised bed gardening is another popular technique for urban gardening. Raised beds are elevated garden beds filled with soil that are easier to manage and maintain than traditional in-ground gardens. Raised beds can help to improve soil drainage, prevent soil compaction, and reduce the risk of weeds. They also make it easier to control pests and diseases, and can extend the growing season by warming up the soil more quickly in the spring. Lastly, companion planting is a technique that involves planting different types of plants together to benefit each other. Companion planting can help to improve soil fertility, repel pests, attract beneficial insects, and increase crop yields. By planting complementary plants together, you can create a balanced and sustainable garden ecosystem that thrives without the need for chemical pesticides or fertilizers. Experiment with different combinations of plants to find what works best for your urban garden and enjoy the benefits of a diverse and productive garden right in your own backyard. Canning and preserving food without electricity. In a world where electricity is not always guaranteed, learning how to can and preserve food without relying on modern conveniences is a valuable skill for urbanites looking to become more self-sufficient. Canning and preserving food allows you to stockpile fresh produce and extend the shelf life of your harvest, ensuring that you have access to nutritious food year-round. Now, one of the most common methods of canning food without electricity is water bath canning. This process involves submerging jars of food in boiling water to create a vacuum seal that prevents spoilage. Water bath canning is ideal for high-acid foods like fruits, pickles, and jams, as the acidity helps to inhibit the growth of harmful bacteria. It's important to follow proper canning techniques and use sterilized equipment to ensure the safety of your preserved foods. Another method of preserving food without electricity is fermentation. Fermentation uses beneficial bacteria to break down sugars and starches in food, creating a tangy and flavorful product that can be stored for long periods of time. Foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, and pickles are commonly fermented and can be made with just a few simple ingredients. Fermentation is not only a great way to preserve food, but it also has the added benefit of increasing the nutritional value of the food through the production of probiotics. Drying is another effective method of preserving food without electricity. By removing moisture from food, you inhibit the growth of mold and bacteria, allowing you to store dried fruits, vegetables, and meats for extended periods of time. Drying can be done using a dehydrator, an oven, or even just the sun. Dried foods are lightweight and easy to store, making them ideal for emergency preparedness or off-grid living situations where refrigeration is not available. By learning how to can, ferment, and dry foods without electricity, urbanites can take a step towards self-sufficiency and reduce their reliance on the industrial food system. These methods of food preservation not only help to reduce food waste and save money, but they also allow you to enjoy the flavors of your harvest long after the growing season has ended. Whether you're interested in off-grid living, homesteading, or simply looking to be more self-sufficient, mastering the art of food preservation is a valuable skill that will serve you well in a variety of situations. Creating a year-round food supply. Creating a year-round food supply is a key component of self-sufficiency and homesteading, especially for urbanites looking to transition to an off-grid lifestyle. By growing and preserving your own food, you can reduce your reliance on store-bought produce and ensure a steady supply of fresh, nutritious ingredients. In this subchapter, we will explore various strategies for creating a sustainable food supply that can support you and your family throughout the year. One of the first steps in creating a year-round food supply is to establish a productive garden. Even in urban settings, it is possible to grow a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, and herbs in containers, raised beds, or small plots of land. Consider planting a mix of fast-growing crops like salad greens and radishes, as well as longer-lasting plants such as tomatoes, peppers, and root vegetables. By staggering your plantings and choosing a diverse range of crops, you can enjoy a continuous harvest throughout the growing season. In addition to growing your own food, it is important to learn how to preserve and store the excess produce for the winter months. Canning, freezing, dehydrating, and fermenting are all effective methods for extending the shelf life of fruits and vegetables. Invest in a pressure canner, a chest freezer, and a food dehydrator to help you preserve your harvest and minimize food waste. By learning these skills, you can enjoy the taste of summer produce all year long. Another important aspect of creating a year-round food supply is to diversify your sources of protein. Consider raising chickens for eggs, or even meat if you have the space and resources. Fishing, hunting, and foraging are also viable options for obtaining protein-rich foods in a self-sufficient manner. By incorporating a variety of protein sources into your diet, you can ensure that your nutritional needs are met even in the absence of store-bought meat and dairy products. In conclusion, creating a year-round food supply is a rewarding and essential aspect of homesteading and self-sufficiency for urbanites. By growing your own produce, preserving the harvest, and diversifying your sources of protein, you can ensure a steady supply of nutritious food throughout the year. Take the time to learn the necessary skills and invest in the right equipment to support your efforts. With dedication and persistence, you can enjoy the satisfaction of providing for yourself and your family in a sustainable and self-reliant manner. Chapter 7: Off-Grid Energy Solutions and Alternative Power Sources. Wind power and micro hydro systems. In the quest for self-sufficiency, many urbanites are turning to alternative energy sources such as wind power and micro hydro systems. These renewable energy options provide a sustainable and environmentally friendly way to power off-grid homesteads and tiny houses. Wind power is a popular choice for off-grid living, as it harnesses the natural power of the wind to generate electricity. Wind turbines can be installed on rooftops or in open fields to capture the energy of the wind and convert it into usable power. With advancements in technology, wind turbines have become more efficient and affordable, making them a viable option for those looking to reduce their reliance on traditional power sources. Micro hydro systems, on the other hand, utilize the power of flowing water to generate electricity. By diverting a portion of a stream or river through a turbine, homesteaders can create a renewable energy source that can power their homes and farms. Microhydro systems can be scaled to fit the needs of individual households, making them a versatile option for off-grid living. When considering wind power or microhydro systems for your off-grid homestead, it's important to conduct a thorough assessment of your property to determine the best location for installation. Factors such as wind speed, water flow, and topography will all play a role in the effectiveness of your renewable energy system. Consulting with a professional installer can help ensure that your system is designed and installed properly for optimal performance. By incorporating wind power and microhydro systems into your off-grid lifestyle, you can reduce your environmental impact, decrease your reliance on traditional power sources, and take a step towards a more self-sufficient way of living. With proper planning and installation, these renewable energy options can provide a reliable source of power for your off-grid homestead for years to come. Biomass and biofuel options for urbanites. In today's rapidly changing world, many urbanites are seeking ways to become more self-sufficient and reduce their reliance on traditional sources of energy. One option that is gaining popularity among those looking to live off-grid is biomass and biofuel. Biomass refers to organic materials such as wood, crops, and animal waste that can be used as a renewable source of energy. Biofuel, on the other hand, is a type of fuel that is derived from biomass and can be used to power vehicles, generators, and other appliances. One of the most common forms of biomass used for energy production is wood. Urbanites living in areas with access to wood resources can easily heat their homes and cook their food using wood-burning stoves or fireplaces. Additionally, wood can be converted into pellets or chips that can be used in biomass boilers to generate electricity. For urbanites looking to reduce their carbon footprint, wood biomass is a sustainable and eco-friendly option. Another popular biomass option for urbanites is crop residues. Agricultural waste such as corn stalks, rice husks, and sugarcane bagasse can be converted into biofuels such as ethanol and biodiesel. These biofuels can be used to power vehicles, reducing the reliance on fossil fuels and lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Additionally, biofuels can be used to generate electricity, providing a renewable source of energy for urbanites living off-grid. Animal waste is another form of biomass that can be used for energy production. Urbanites living in rural areas or with access to livestock can use animal waste, such as manure, to produce biogas. Biogas can be used for cooking, heating, and generating electricity, making it a versatile and sustainable energy source. Additionally, the byproducts of biogas production can be used as fertilizer, closing the loop on waste management and promoting sustainable practices. Overall, biomass and biofuel options are viable choices for urbanites looking to live off-grid and reduce their environmental impact. By utilizing organic materials such as wood, crop residues, and animal waste, urbanites can generate their own energy, reduce their reliance on traditional sources of fuel, and contribute to a more sustainable future. With the right knowledge and resources, urbanites can successfully transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle and reap the benefits of biomass and biofuel technology. Incorporating energy-efficient appliances. Incorporating energy-efficient appliances into your urban homestead is a crucial step in transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. By reducing your energy consumption, you not only save money on utility bills, but also contribute to a more sustainable future. In this subchapter, we will explore the benefits of energy-efficient appliances and provide tips on how to choose the best ones for your off-grid living setup. When it comes to off-grid living, every watt of electricity counts. Energy-efficient appliances are designed to use less energy while still providing the same level of performance. This means that you can run your appliances without draining your power supply, allowing you to live comfortably off the grid. Look for appliances with the Energy Star label, which signifies that they meet strict energy efficiency guidelines set by the Environmental Protection Agency. One of the most significant benefits of energy-efficient appliances is their cost-saving potential. While they may have a higher upfront cost compared to traditional appliances, the long-term savings on your utility bills can quickly offset this initial investment. In addition, many energy-efficient appliances qualify for rebates and tax credits, further reducing the overall cost of upgrading your homestead. When choosing energy-efficient appliances for your off-grid tiny house or cabin, consider the size and capacity of each appliance. Opt for smaller, more compact models that are designed specifically for off-grid living to minimize energy consumption. Additionally, look for appliances that offer multiple functions in one unit, such as a combination washer-dryer or a stove with a built-in convection oven, to maximize efficiency and save space in your living area. In conclusion, incorporating energy-efficient appliances into your urban homestead is a crucial step towards self-sufficiency and sustainability. By choosing appliances that are designed to use less energy, you can reduce your environmental impact, save money on utility bills, and live comfortably off the grid. Take the time to research and invest in energy-efficient appliances that meet your specific off-grid living needs and enjoy the benefits of a more sustainable lifestyle. Chapter 8, Off-Grid Cabin. Living, creating a sustainable retreat. Choosing the right location for an off-grid cabin. When it comes to choosing the right location for an off-grid cabin, there are several factors to consider in order to ensure a successful transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle. One of the most important things to take into account is access to resources such as water, sunlight, and fertile soil for gardening. Additionally, the location should have ample space for alternative power sources like solar panels or wind turbines, as well as room for waste management systems such as composting toilets. Another key consideration when selecting a location for an off-grid cabin is the climate and weather patterns of the area. It is important to choose a location that has a mild climate and plenty of sunshine, as this will make it easier to generate power from solar panels and grow food in a garden. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential for extreme weather events such as hurricanes or blizzards, and take steps to ensure that the cabin is built to withstand these conditions. In addition to considering access to resources and climate, it is also important to think about the proximity of the off-grid cabin to emergency services and medical facilities. While the goal of living off-grid is to be self-sufficient, it is still important to have access to help in case of an emergency. Choosing a location that is not too remote will ensure that help is available if needed. Furthermore, when selecting a location for an off-grid cabin, it is important to consider the legal aspects of living off-grid in that area. Some locations may have zoning restrictions or building codes that could impact your ability to live off-grid. It is important to research these regulations before choosing a location to avoid any potential legal issues down the road. Overall, choosing the right location for an off-grid cabin is a crucial step in transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. By considering factors such as access to resources, climate, proximity to emergency services, and legal considerations, urbanites can ensure that their off-grid living experience is successful and sustainable. Essential features for off-grid cabin living. Living off-grid in a cabin requires certain essential features to ensure a comfortable and sustainable lifestyle. In this subchapter, we will discuss the key elements that are necessary for off-grid cabin living for urbanites looking to transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle. These features are crucial for off-grid tiny house living, homesteading, and self-sufficiency, as well as for those interested in solar-powered off-grid living, off-grid water and waste management, off-grid gardening and food preservation, and off-grid energy solutions and alternative power sources. One of the most important features for off-grid cabin living is a reliable source of alternative power. Solar panels are a popular choice for generating electricity in remote locations where traditional power sources are not available. In addition to solar power, wind turbines and hydroelectric generators can also be used to generate electricity. It is important to have a backup power source, such as a generator, for times when the sun is not shining or the wind is not blowing. Another essential feature for off-grid cabin living is a sustainable water source. Rainwater collection systems can be used to capture and store rainwater for drinking, cooking, and bathing. A well or spring can also provide a reliable source of water for off-grid living. It is important to have a water filtration system in place to ensure that the water is safe to drink and use for other purposes. Off-grid cabin living also requires effective waste management systems. Composting toilets can be used to recycle human waste and create nutrient-rich compost for gardening. Gray water systems can be used to recycle water from sinks, showers, and washing machines for irrigation purposes. It is important to dispose of solid waste properly and in an environmentally friendly manner. In addition to alternative power, water, and waste management systems, off-grid cabin living requires a sustainable food source. Off-grid gardening can provide a reliable source of fresh fruits and vegetables, while food preservation techniques, such as canning, drying, and fermenting, can help to store food for the winter months. Hunting, fishing, and foraging can also supplement an off-grid diet with wild game, fish, and edible plants. Off-grid cabin living is not just about surviving, but thriving in a self-sufficient and sustainable way. Building a sense of off-grid community and practicing sustainable living principles are essential for long-term success. Off-grid living also requires emergency preparedness and survival skills to deal with unexpected events such as natural disasters or power outages. By incorporating these essential features into their off-grid cabin lifestyle, urbanites can enjoy a simpler, more self-sufficient way of living, making your cabin a sustainable oasis. When it comes to living off-grid in a cabin, sustainability is key. By making your cabin a sustainable oasis, you can reduce your environmental impact and live a more self-sufficient lifestyle. There are several steps you can take to make your cabin more sustainable, from implementing renewable energy sources to practicing water conservation and sustainable gardening techniques.
Yep.
One of the first steps to creating a sustainable oasis in your cabin is to invest in renewable energy sources, such as solar panels or wind turbines. These sources of energy can help reduce your reliance on non-renewable resources like fossil fuels and can provide you with a reliable source of power even in remote locations. By harnessing the power of the sun or wind, you can power your cabin's lights, appliances, and other electronic devices without relying on the grid. In addition to renewable energy sources, water conservation is another important aspect of creating a sustainable oasis in your cabin. Implementing water-saving fixtures such as low-flow toilets and faucets can help reduce your water usage and lower your utility bills. Additionally, collecting rainwater for use in gardening or other purposes can help you conserve water and reduce your reliance on municipal water sources. When it comes to gardening and food preservation, practicing sustainable techniques can help you live off the land more effectively. Consider planting a variety of fruits and vegetables that are well suited to your climate and soil conditions, and use organic gardening methods to reduce the need for chemical fertilizers and pesticides. Additionally, learning how to preserve your harvest through canning, drying, or fermenting can help you enjoy fresh produce year-round and reduce food waste. By making your cabin a sustainable oasis, you can not only reduce your environmental impact, but also live a more self-sufficient and fulfilling lifestyle. Whether you are interested in off-grid living, homesteading, or simply reducing your carbon footprint, implementing sustainable practices in your cabin can help you achieve your goals. From renewable energy sources to water conservation and sustainable gardening techniques, there are many ways to create a sustainable oasis in your cabin and live a more environmentally friendly life. Chapter 9, Off-Grid Community Building and Sustainable Living. Forming off-grid communities in urban areas. In recent years, the idea of forming off-grid communities in urban areas has gained traction among urbanites looking to transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle. These communities offer a way for like-minded individuals to come together and share resources, knowledge, and skills in order to live off the grid in an urban setting. By pooling their resources and working together, residents of these communities can create a more sustainable way of living that is less reliant on traditional utilities and infrastructure. One of the key benefits of forming off-grid communities in urban areas is the ability to share the costs and labor associated with living off the grid. By working together, residents can save money on things like solar panels, rainwater harvesting systems, and other off-grid essentials. Additionally, by sharing knowledge and skills, community members can learn from each other and build a stronger, more resilient community. Off-grid tiny house living is a popular option for those looking to downsize and simplify their lives. By living in a tiny house, individuals can reduce their environmental impact, save money on utilities, and live a more minimalist lifestyle. In an off-grid community, tiny house living can be even more rewarding, as residents can share resources and support each other in their quest for self-sufficiency. Homesteading and self-sufficiency are at the core of off-grid living, and forming a community of like-minded individuals can make it easier to achieve these goals. By working together to grow food, raise animals, and preserve harvests, residents of off-grid communities can ensure a steady food supply and reduce their reliance on grocery stores. Additionally, by sharing skills and knowledge, community members can learn from each other and become more self-sufficient in a variety of areas. In conclusion, forming off-grid communities in urban areas is a great way for urbanites to transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle. By working together, sharing resources, and supporting each other, residents of these communities can create a more sustainable, resilient way of living that is less reliant on traditional utilities and infrastructure. Whether you're interested in off-grid tiny house living, homesteading, or alternative energy solutions, joining an off-grid community can help you achieve your goals and live a more sustainable life. Sharing resources and skills with neighbors. Sharing resources and skills with neighbors is an essential aspect of homesteading and self-sufficiency for urbanites. In a community setting, individuals can pool their resources and knowledge to create a more sustainable and resilient lifestyle. By working together, neighbors can share tools, equipment, and expertise to help each other thrive in a self-sufficient way. One way to start sharing resources with neighbors is to create a community tool library. This can be a simple system where individuals lend out tools and equipment to each other on a regular basis. By sharing tools, neighbors can save money, reduce waste, and build a stronger sense of community. This can be especially helpful for urbanites who may not have space to store a wide range of tools themselves. In addition to sharing physical resources, neighbors can also share their skills and knowledge with each other. For example, someone with experience in gardening can teach others how to grow their own food in a small urban space. Likewise, individuals with expertise in water conservation or energy efficiency can offer tips and advice to help their neighbors reduce their environmental impact and save money on utilities. Another way to share resources with neighbors is through community gardening projects. By working together to grow food in a shared space, neighbors can increase their food security, reduce their grocery bills, and build a stronger sense of community. This can be especially beneficial for urbanites who may not have access to a backyard or other outdoor space for gardening. Overall, sharing resources and skills with neighbors is a powerful way to build a more self-sufficient and sustainable lifestyle in an urban setting. By working together, individuals can create a stronger, more resilient community that is better equipped to handle challenges such as food shortages, power outages, and natural disasters. In this way, urbanites can take steps towards achieving a more self-sufficient way of life. Promoting sustainability and resilience in your community. Promoting sustainability and resilience in your community is a crucial step in transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. As urbanites looking to embrace off-grid living, it is important to consider how your choices impact not only your own well-being, but also the health of the environment and those around you. By making conscious decisions to reduce waste, conserve resources, and support sustainable practices, you can help create a more resilient and sustainable community for yourself and future generations. One key aspect of promoting sustainability in your community is through off-grid water and waste management. By implementing rainwater harvesting systems, composting toilets, and gray water recycling. You can reduce your reliance on municipal water sources and minimize your environmental footprint. Additionally, practicing responsible waste management techniques, such as recycling, upcycling, and properly disposing of hazardous materials, can help keep your community clean and healthy. Another important aspect of promoting sustainability in your community is through off-grid gardening and food preservation. By growing your own fruits and vegetables, you can reduce your dependence on store-bought produce and support local agriculture. Additionally, learning how to preserve food through canning, drying, and fermenting can help you stockpile nutritious meals for the future and reduce food waste in your community. In addition to water and food sustainability, off-grid energy solutions and alternative power sources play a key role in promoting resilience in your community. By harnessing the power of solar panels, wind turbines, and other renewable energy sources, you can reduce your reliance on fossil fuels and lower your carbon footprint. This not only benefits the environment, but also helps build a more resilient community that is less vulnerable to power outages and energy shortages. Overall, promoting sustainability and resilience in your community is a multifaceted endeavor that requires a commitment to environmental stewardship, resource conservation, and self-sufficiency. By embracing off-grid living practices such as water and waste management, gardening and food preservation, and alternative energy sources, you can help create a more sustainable and resilient community for yourself and those around you. Through collaboration, education, and a dedication to sustainable living, urbanites can truly make a difference in building a more self-sufficient and environmentally conscious world. Chapter 10, Off-Grid Hunting, Fishing, and Foraging for Urbanites. Urban Hunting and Fishing Opportunities. Urban hunting and fishing opportunities may seem like a far-fetched idea for city dwellers, but with the right knowledge and resources, it is possible to enjoy these activities right in your own backyard. In this subchapter, we will explore the various ways in which urbanites can take advantage of hunting and fishing opportunities in an urban setting. One of the first things to consider when embarking on urban hunting and fishing is the legal aspect. It is important to familiarize yourself with local regulations and obtain any necessary permits or licenses before engaging in these activities. Many cities have specific rules and restrictions in place to protect wildlife and ensure that hunting and fishing are done in a safe and responsible manner. In terms of hunting opportunities, urbanites may be surprised to learn that there are often designated areas within city limits where hunting is allowed. These areas are typically carefully managed to maintain a healthy population of game animals, such as deer, turkey, and waterfowl. Additionally, some cities have programs in place to control urban wildlife populations, making it possible for residents to participate in culling activities. When it comes to fishing, urbanites have a variety of options available to them. Many cities are located near bodies of water, such as rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, that are stocked with fish. In addition, urban fishing ponds are becoming increasingly popular as a way to provide residents with a convenient and accessible fishing experience. These ponds are typically stocked with a variety of fish species and may even offer amenities such as fishing docks and picnic areas. Overall, urban hunting and fishing can provide urbanites with a unique opportunity to connect with nature and enjoy the benefits of a self-sufficient lifestyle. By taking advantage of the hunting and fishing opportunities available in their own backyard, urbanites can learn valuable skills, provide food for themselves and their families, and enjoy the satisfaction of living off the land. Whether you are interested in hunting for game animals or fishing for fresh fish, there are plenty of opportunities for urbanites to explore and enjoy the great outdoors right in their own city. Foraging for wild edibles in the city. Foraging for wild edibles in the city can be a rewarding and sustainable way to supplement your diet with fresh, nutritious food. Urbanites interested in off-grid living and self-sufficiency can benefit from learning how to identify and harvest wild plants that grow in their own neighborhoods. Not only does foraging provide access to free food, but it also connects individuals to the natural world and promotes a sense of self-reliance. When foraging in the city, it's important to be aware of potential contaminants, such as pollution and pesticides. Seek out green spaces that are free from chemicals and avoid foraging near busy roads or industrial areas. Look for parks, community gardens, and other urban green spaces where wild edibles are more likely to grow in abundance. Some common wild edibles that can be found in urban environments include dandelions, chickweed, purslane, and lamb's quarters. These plants are often considered weeds by many, but they are highly nutritious and can be used in a variety of dishes. When foraging, be sure to properly identify plants before harvesting and consult with a field guide or experienced forager if you're unsure. Foraging for wild edibles in the city also provides an opportunity to connect with your community and build relationships with like-minded individuals. Consider joining a local foraging group or attending workshops and events focused on wild food foraging. Sharing knowledge and resources with others can enrich your foraging experience and help you build a network of support for your self-sufficiency goals. In conclusion, foraging for wild edibles in the city is a valuable skill for urbanites interested in off-grid living and self-sufficiency. By learning to identify and harvest wild plants in your own neighborhood, you can access free, nutritious food while connecting with the natural world and building community relationships. Remember to forage responsibly, avoid contaminated areas, and seek out opportunities to learn from experienced foragers. Happy foraging. Incorporating wild foods into your benefits of transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. Incorporating wild foods into your diet can be a rewarding and beneficial aspect of transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. For urbanites looking to make the shift to off-grid living or homesteading, foraging for wild foods can provide a valuable source of nutrition and connection to the land. By learning about and incorporating wild foods into your diet, you can reduce your reliance on store-bought groceries and cultivate a deeper understanding of the natural world around you. One of the key benefits of incorporating wild foods into your diet is the nutritional value they provide. Wild foods are often more nutrient-dense than their cultivated counterparts, as they have not been altered or processed in any way. For example, wild greens such as dandelion or purslane are rich in vitamins and minerals that are essential for a healthy diet. By foraging for wild foods, you can ensure that you are getting a diverse range of nutrients that may be lacking in a typical urban diet. In addition to their nutritional benefits, wild foods can also help you save money on groceries. Foraging for wild foods is essentially free, as long as you have the knowledge and skills to identify edible plants in your area. By incorporating wild foods into your diet, you can reduce your grocery bill and potentially save hundreds of dollars each year. This can be especially beneficial for urbanites who are looking to cut costs and live a more self-sufficient lifestyle. Foraging for wild foods can also be a fun and rewarding way to connect with nature and learn about the plants and animals that call your area home. By spending time outdoors and exploring the natural world around you, you can develop a deeper appreciation for the land and the resources it provides. For urbanites who may feel disconnected from nature, foraging for wild foods can be a powerful way to rekindle that connection and foster a sense of stewardship for the environment. Overall, incorporating wild foods into your diet can be a valuable aspect of transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle. By learning about and foraging for wild foods, urbanites can enjoy the nutritional benefits, cost savings, and connection to nature that come with living off the grid or homesteading. Whether you are looking to reduce your reliance on store-bought groceries, save money, or simply enjoy the experience of foraging for your own food, incorporating wild foods into your diet can be a rewarding and fulfilling aspect of your journey towards self-sufficiency. Chapter 11, Off-Grid Emergency Preparedness and Survival Skills. Creating a Comprehensive Emergency Plan. Creating a comprehensive emergency plan is essential for anyone looking to transition to a self-sufficient lifestyle, especially in the realm of off-grid living. Urbanites venturing into homesteading and self-sufficiency must be prepared for any emergency situation that may arise, whether it be a natural disaster, power outage, or other unforeseen circumstances. By having a well-thought-out emergency plan in place, individuals can ensure the safety and security of themselves and their families during times of crisis. One of the first steps in creating a comprehensive emergency plan is to assess potential risks and hazards specific to your off-grid living situation. Consider factors such as extreme weather events, power grid failures, and access to emergency services. By understanding the unique challenges of your environment, you can better prepare for emergencies and mitigate potential risks. Next, it is important to establish communication channels with family members, neighbors, and other members of your off-grid community. Develop a communication plan that includes designated meeting points, emergency contact numbers, and alternative communication methods in case traditional forms of communication are unavailable. By staying connected with others, you can coordinate efforts and support each other during emergencies. In addition to communication, having a well-stocked emergency supply kit is crucial for off-grid living. Include essentials such as non-perishable food, water, first aid supplies, flashlights, batteries, and important documents in your kit. Regularly check and update your supplies to ensure they are in good condition and meet your family's needs. Lastly, practice and review your emergency plan regularly to ensure its effectiveness. Conduct drills with family members and community members to test response times and identify areas for improvement. By being proactive and prepared, urbanites transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle can navigate emergencies with confidence and resilience. 2. Stockpiling. Essential supplies for survival. Stockpiling essential supplies for survival is a crucial aspect of transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle, especially for urbanites looking to embrace off-grid living. In this subchapter, we will explore the key items you should consider stockpiling to ensure you are prepared for any emergency or disaster situation that may arise. When it comes to off-grid tiny house living, space is limited, so it is important to prioritize essential supplies that will help you survive without relying on outside resources. Start by stockpiling non-perishable food items, such as canned goods, dried fruits and vegetables, and grains that have a long shelf life. It is also important to have a supply of clean drinking water stored in containers that are safe for long-term storage. Homesteading and self-sufficiency go hand in hand with being prepared for any situation that may arise. Stockpiling essential supplies such as first aid kits, medications, and personal hygiene items is crucial for maintaining your health and well-being in an off-grid setting. Additionally, having tools and equipment for gardening, food preservation, and energy solutions will help you thrive in your self-sufficient lifestyle. Solar-powered off-grid living requires careful consideration of the essential supplies you will need to maintain your energy independence. Stock up on solar panels, batteries, and inverters to ensure you have a reliable source of power for your off-grid home. Additionally, having alternative power sources such as wind turbines or generators can provide backup power during periods of low sunlight. Off-grid water and waste management are essential aspects of self-sufficiency that should not be overlooked. Stockpile water purification tablets, filters, and storage containers to ensure you have access to clean drinking water. Additionally, consider investing in composting toilets or other waste management solutions to minimize your impact on the environment and maintain a sustainable off-grid lifestyle. In conclusion, stockpiling essential supplies for survival is a critical step in transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle as an urbanite. By prioritizing key items such as food, water, first aid kits, tools, and energy solutions, you can ensure you are prepared for any emergency or disaster that may come your way. Remember to regularly check and rotate your supplies to ensure they remain fresh and effective for when you need them most. Cool. Developing skills for self-reliance in times of crisis. In times of crisis, developing skills for self-reliance is crucial for urbanites looking to transition to a more self-sufficient lifestyle. Whether you are interested in off-grid living, homesteading, or simply looking to be more prepared for emergencies, honing these skills can make a significant difference in your ability to thrive in challenging situations. This subchapter we'll explore various skills and practices that can help you become more self-reliant and prepared for any unexpected events that may arise. One key skill to develop for self-reliance in times of crisis is the ability to grow your own food. Urbanites can start small by setting up a container garden on their balcony or windowsill, or even participating in a community garden. Learning the basics of gardening, such as soil preparation, planting, and harvesting, can provide you with a sustainable source of fresh produce in times of need. Additionally, learning food preservation techniques, such as canning, drying, and fermenting, can help you extend the shelf life of your harvest and reduce food waste. Another important skill for self-reliance in times of crisis is learning how to manage water and waste off-grid. This includes collecting rainwater for irrigation, setting up composting systems for organic waste, and implementing gray water recycling practices. By reducing your reliance on municipal water and waste systems, you can become more self-sufficient and environmentally conscious. Additionally, learning basic plumbing and water filtration techniques can help you ensure a clean and reliable water supply in case of emergencies. When it comes to energy solutions and alternative power sources, urbanites can benefit from learning about solar power and other off-grid energy options. Installing solar panels on your roof or setting up a wind turbine in your backyard can help you generate your own electricity and reduce your dependence on the grid. Additionally, learning how to conserve energy through practices such as using energy-efficient appliances and implementing passive solar design can help you live more sustainably and cost-effectively. In times of crisis, having emergency preparedness and survival skills can be a lifesaver. Urbanites can benefit from learning basic first aid, self-defense, and survival techniques to protect themselves and their loved ones in unexpected situations. Additionally, having a well-stocked emergency kit with food, water, medical supplies, and communication devices can help you weather any storm with confidence. By developing these skills and practices, urbanites can become more self-reliant and prepared for whatever challenges may come their way. Conclusion: embracing off-grid living as an urbanite. In conclusion, embracing off-grid living as an urbanite can be a rewarding and fulfilling experience. By transitioning to a self-sufficient lifestyle, you can reduce your carbon footprint, save money on utilities, and become more connected to the natural world around you. Off-grid living offers a sense of independence and self-reliance that is hard to come by in the hustle and bustle of city life. One aspect of off-grid living that urbanites may find particularly appealing is the opportunity to live in a tiny house. These small, sustainable homes are perfect for those looking to downsize and simplify their lives. With the right design and materials, off-grid tiny house living can be comfortable, efficient, and environmentally friendly. Homesteading and self-sufficiency go hand in hand with off-grid living, as they involve growing your own food, raising animals, and reducing your reliance on store-bought goods. By learning how to garden, preserve food, and make your own household products, you can become more self-sustainable and less dependent on the grid. One of the key components of off-grid living is finding alternative power sources, such as solar energy. By harnessing the power of the sun, you can generate your own electricity and reduce your reliance on the power grid. This is not only good for the environment, but it can also save you money in the long run. In conclusion, off-grid living as an urbanite is a lifestyle choice that offers numerous benefits, from reducing your environmental impact to increasing your self-sufficiency. By embracing off-grid living, you can create a more sustainable and fulfilling life for yourself and your community. So, consider taking the plunge into off-grid living and see where this self-sufficient journey takes you.